Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Janet Entine. And this is the last segment of the show today.
It is.
The last segment of the Christina Luce Show. And really, I've said it after each break, it's been a tremendous show.
It has been excellent. I absolutely agree with you.
And this part of it's always important, too, because, and Victoria, who's new here, the last segment of the show is we bring everything, what's happening in the town, to people's attention.
Yes.
Because there's so much going on, and each week it changes.
I know. And plus, you know, on top of everything going on in the town, we are fortunate that people want us to promote their things. So I constantly receive emails.
Right.
Please promote my, you know, these great programs that are going on all over North Hempstead. So you really can't be bored in North Hempstead is really what this is.
I
think we should change the title to these segments. But another thing I really want to remind people is, you know, we had Shari Baton on last week about, you know, she's our mobility manager over at the Department of Services for the Aging. And we had her on originally to promote the CARFIT event, but the CARFIT event is completely full. But there are two other dates that I just want to remind people of that you're able to go to these CARFIT events. It's going to be on June 12th at the DeMatta Center. So that's over in Greenville.
Northern Boulevard. Yeah.
And then on June 29th, it'll be in Westbury. It's the school district offices. We can get you like the full address for that if you are interested. But I really encourage people to go. It's a 12-point CARFIT checklist. You sit in your vehicle. They'll teach you how to adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Wear a seatbelt. You know, some of us could be wearing our seatbelt totally wrong, which could become more of a danger than actually to help you. How to tilt your steering wheel. How far you should be from your steering wheel. The whole process is about 20 to 30 minutes. But I highly recommend it. Like I said, I tell everyone every week I did it. I learned things that I did not know. And I think it's just an important thing. I know it's hard to believe, but it was a new car. No. But I really, as you age too, things you might have been driving that car for, 20 years. But, it changes. You have different things. You might not be able to turn your head, like you used to,
right,
or
exactly,
whatever it might be.
Exactly.
There's different things. And I think that this program is really great for any age, but especially for our members, too. So call 311 if you want more information on the CARFIT program. And if you can't make any of these events, we always want to remind people that you could have an individual appointment with Shari.
Right.
Actually, which is great, too.
In the editorial, or letter to the editor, rather, in one of the local papers, on Mother's Day, that poor woman who died, who got run over by, they were pushing for, this woman said, after the age of 80, you should have to have the driver's test again.
Right.
And that could have happened to a 30-year-old also. Right. You make a mistake, you put it in the wrong thing. But unfortunately, the reality is, as we age, you're not thinking as much. You slip a little bit, and you have to be much more cautious.
Yeah.
My neighbor went through, this is 15 years ago. She was coming out of a garage, two down from me. Instead of putting the car in reverse, she put it in forward, hit the gas, went right through the garage into my neighbor's yard.
Oh, my God.
Because then they get nervous. I was hitting the brake.
Right.
You just floored it. Right. Actually went through the garage into his yard. There was nobody in it. It was early in the morning, but it's like those things happen. I mean, I suppose at any age, you'd get flustered. You're going to get scared and left.
Yeah, of course. But, like you said, as you age, there are different things, that can, it's life,
you know.
And the bottom line is that, you have different things. You're hearing. I mean, there's so many different factors that are going to play a part. We take advantage. If you've been driving for a long time, you're not even thinking, I have this. But you're not realizing how all these other things can impact you, So it's at Project Independence, We Shari is wonderful, and we do offer transportation to different things.
Right.
There's a lot of people who want to continue driving if you're able to. So, her goal as mobility manager is to help you to do that. So it's being CARFIT is definitely a way to keep that doing, and especially, Shari, too, which I always think is interesting, is that there's also different things that you could have in the car if you're shorter, to make safer for you, because we've seen some crazy thing. We've seen people like sitting on pillows and stuff to drive safely, which is very dangerous. So
and call Shari. You drive by somebody who's driving. You don't
you can't
see anybody in the
car.
Yeah. There's got to be somebody in there.
The headless person.
And I'm a short little lady, so I know like the struggle of it. So I can only imagine as you age. So we want to keep everyone safe. That's our main goal over here. And Shari does a wonderful job at doing that. So if you want to call her about anything that you might need, you know, we just want to remind people to do that because she is the travel agent, we like to call her, of Project Independence. We'll get you from A to B at the cheapest way also. So call 311. That's, we can't stress that enough. And also, Janet, I don't know if you're aware, our conference is coming up. Our fourth regional Aging in Place in Suburbia Conference and Expo will be coming up on October 18th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury. And this year's theme is called Toolbox for Living Well. So essentially the theme is, you know, there'll be an expo with all different people and different breakout sessions, and each place you go, you'll get another tool for your toolbox to help you age in place. So there'll be things on brain fitness, on maintaining an active life, eating healthy foods, staying connected, reducing stress. That's around the time of the open enrollment of Medicare, which is a big hot topic and, you know, certainly a confusing one. So there'll be professionals there talking about that. Medication management, there'll be a nutritious food demo, computer training, fitness classes, and more. And we also remind people that transportation will be available from different locations throughout the town, too. So right now, this is just to save the date. We'll get more information, you know, as we come closer. But if you have any questions about that, you can always call 311, too.
And it's good to put it on your calendar.
Right, mark down. That's what we want to remind people, because I know that we'll probably be here before we know it.
That's the truth.
So it's really, and anyone that's been to our conferences before, they're really, really informative, and it's a great place. You know, you have these professionals doing these sessions with you, and then you have an expo filled with all these different exhibitors around the area that have services for you. So it is certainly worth checking out. So that's October 8th.
Yeah, like 50 or 60. You have a lot of vendors.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Maybe more than
that
even. It was a lot. And so it's a great thing to walk around in an hour. You could be at it if you don't want to go to any programs.
Exactly.
But you can stop at every booth, get
a
card.
Right. No, and that's what's nice is that, you know, you have that ability to. And the Yes We Can Community Center is a beautiful facility,
too.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfect for this.
That we want to encourage people to definitely check out. And if you do drive there, there will be, as of last time, they had different parking restrictions were lifted, too. So you can, you know, you don't really need to worry too much about parking.
I remember last year I drove and I just went up a couple blocks.
Yeah.
You could park on the street.
Right. It wasn't terrible.
And we also have, like, different shuttle things available. So, you know, don't let that deter you. We always want to remind people. But another wonderful thing going on at Clark Botanic Garden is there's a gift shop there. And I love a gift shop. But this one, there will be different products they're going to be selling. They're all Long Island-based products, which I think is wonderful. You know, North Hempstead's always trying to support local businesses, which I think is really important to do. So there'll be all kinds of things from wooden sculptures to candles to different pottery, different lotions. I mean, the list goes on. And it's all Long Island-based, which I think
is
really
great. Do we
know
when it's open, Christina?
Yes. Let me see if the dates are on here. It doesn't say specifically, but if you the gift shop is open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., but it's closed on Tuesdays.
Okay,
so
great.
Every day except Tuesdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I know I'm going to check it out. I think it's a
and it's a beautiful
it's
park.
And that's
save
what you know.
Save yourself an hour. So
and
the
last couple of
park.
Years, Clark Botanic Garden really has been doing super innovative programs, it's just an amazing place. So check
I agree.
That out.
It's turned out nice.
Very very cool. Another thing coming up, you know, this Unitarian congregation keeps coming up. Excuse me. It's going to be on June 14th at 1 p.m. There's a program going on called Generation RX, Safe Medication Practices in Today's Prescription Drug Epidemic. You know, we've talked about this issue on the radio show numerous times with the wonderful organization CASA that just tries to educate people on this because, you know, in addition to having this medication in your house and your grandchildren being, you know, it's a problem, especially on Long Island. And really, this is geared towards seniors because, you know, as you age, you're more likely to experience problems with even smaller doses of medications. You know, so it's just your body's changing, your metabolism is changing. It really can become very dangerous to you. And, you know, we all know that you go to the doctors and a lot of times you are prescribed things that might not be right for you. So this is there's going to be tons of different professionals here discussing this issue and what you should do and how to be aware of these different things. So that is Wednesday, June 14th at 1 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation at Shelter Rock. So that is definitely something to check. And Project Independence is one of our is the sponsors.
You know who also is Family and Children's.
Oh, there you go.
There's a sponsor on the bottom. I just saw that.
There we go. John's just very impressed. Everything is just going together. It's very seamless over here. Another program going on at Project Independence is Fire Prevention in the Home. This is going to be offered at Fuchillo Park on Tuesday, May 30th, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. John Driscoll, who's the second assistant chief at the Carl Place Fire Department, will be teaching you different tips and how to remain safe in your home. So that's all we're trying to do.
That's an important one. You know, it's, you know, we talked today about planning in reference to family and children's, but another one, you'll get the what do you call that, the extinguisher next week, Phil.
Right,
the
what,
and
right.
It's next week.
No, and then you know what it is, too? It's really important because I've learned, actually, because we've had to attend these things, is you think, okay, I have my fire, and it, you know, there is an expiration date on those things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super important to figure out what you should look for, how do you know if it's good, all these different factors. So you will learn that at this.
Yeah, and it's simple. I mean, it really is, but it's an important thing. And actually, we're out of time.
We are.
I mean, it flies.
It does fly.
Janet, it was great seeing you. And I haven't seen you for a while, so it's wonderful to be here.
Thank you.
And,
great to be here.
And a hello to Victoria, who's going to be starting to help out over the next couple of weeks. And that's basically our show for today. We'll be back next week. And until then, you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
Enjoy.